We're becoming a boy band.
We're just practicing. We're rehearsing.
None of us can sing. None of us can sing, but...
Speak for yourself.
My name is Justin Cross. I'm coming to you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's Scarlet District. We got a great show for you tonight. Give us a call. Let us know about the stories that affected you this week in the news. 800-893-9562. I'm joined, as always... With just two very amazing guys right here. Well, before we get to those guys, though, I want to promote real quick our guest tonight from the popular Twitter handle, The Fake CNN, at The Fake CNN. Comedian Warren Holstein will be with us, joining us over the phone. They've got like a, I don't know, like 150,000 Twitter followers. I think my first question is going to be like, what's the difference between... like the fake CNN and the actual CNN, you know, like I don't really get the two, but we've got Warren calling in. I'm looking forward to that. Joining us in the studio, though, as always, the not so stoned Eric Feldstein is with us, everybody. Right. Eric Feldstein's in the house. Just a very mild golf clap. Mm-hmm. Coming from his partner in crime straight across the street from me. I just found out before the show he sounds a lot like the movie phone guy, Jake the Snake Craney.
Apparently I do, and I'm glad to be here. And if you'd like to see Starship Troopers, please press 2.
That was the person who made that comment was Jenny in the back. Jenny from the block, as she calls mm-hmm. herself. And Jenny Guzman.
She's Guatemalan. Found
that out today. You are.
Just Guatemalan. Just under Mexico.
Yep, just right under Mexico there.
Right, just camped out.
Yeah. That's why everyone forgets it.
That's, it's hidden.
Dig for it.
It's hidden down there somewhere, somewhere not in America. We got a great show for you, but we begin tonight, as we always do, with the Sarcastic News Rundown. Oh, man. You know, the rundown better be good with an intro like that, you know? We begin with our top story. On Tuesday, the Supreme Court of the United States, otherwise known as SCOTUS, or as George W. Bush used to call them, Scooter, ruled in favor of a 2006 Michigan law that allows states to ban affirmative action. Writing the majority opinion was Judge Anthony Kennedy, while the dissenting opinion was delivered by Judge Sonia Sotomayor. Recusing herself completely, though, because she had served as Solicitor General in the original Michigan case that brought this to the high court, was Justice Elena Kagan. Kagan was also quoted as saying, quote, I had competing interests, not to mention it was my kid's spring break, and I don't get as much time off as you would think with this job. You have to take any chance that comes along to get down to Turks and Caicos. The water down there is as green as Justice Ginsburg's environmental beliefs and as shallow as Justice Scalia's views on women. That's a direct quote. Took a long time to get to that one, huh? Surprising to some states, though, states like Texas are trying to maintain... they're trying to actually maintain affirmative action. You wouldn't necessarily think Texas would be trying to do that. But it has been a major part of them diversifying their college campuses as well as them claiming an unprecedented amount of street cred. Apparently... the Texas football system is not, and their basketball system is not the only place that they're black people. So in a change of pace, though, I don't know if you guys heard about this, the FCC decided to allow a web-fast internet lane for companies like Google and YouTube. So what this means, basically, is that companies like these will be able to pay a premium for faster web and video content, assuring that when Eric Feldstein visits their landing page to watch his cat movies, you know, them going to the bathroom on a regular toilet, or when Jake Craney Googles how to become a Supercuts model, they'll be able to do that before their boss even has the chance to see how much they're zoning out at their job. So,
yes.
It's not all about cat videos, though, and good hair. As consumer groups have already attacked the FCC, saying the new rule favors big companies over smaller startups that have the ability to become the next Twitter or Facebook. Because Lord knows we all need more twerking hashtags, twerking home videos, and twerking commentary by sarcastic internet hosts, okay? We need these startups to be around, okay? Now, facing fresh questions about his commitment to Asia, President Barack Obama is seeking to convince Japan's leaders of his security and economic commitment. In exchange for these commitments, Obama is asking for Japan to lend us more great sushi restaurants and for China to not buy us out during his term. It's mild.
It was over my head.
Now, the emphasis on Asia is getting some up in arms that Obama is focusing on the situation he's in Asia, but he's not focusing on the situation between Russia and the Ukraine. Now, while Obama plans to stay in Asia for a few days, he has sent Vice President Biden to Russia so that he can square off in a wet T-shirt contest against Vladimir Putin at a Kiev base Hooters. So I think we're all good there. Now, in sports, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but the NBA playoffs started this past week. Check back with Sarcastic News Live in about 8 months, and we should have some in-depth analysis on who is about to win the NBA championship. It goes on for a while, people. We got a great show for you tonight. Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross with Eric Feldstein, Jake the Snake Cranny. We are drinking Angel City beer tonight. Our new sponsor, Angel City Brewery. They don't know.
They do now.
Yeah.
This is the this
delicious
is the,
and it goes down smooth.
It's the Angelino IPA right here. It's a good one, huh?
It's big and bold.
Jake read an article the other day apparently about what is it, the top eight?
They're like, yeah, eight. It's one of those lists that keeps floating around, the eight beers that you should stop drinking immediately. Most of which were the cheapos.
Don't give away too much. We're gonna tease that and we're gonna come back to it in the next segment.
I'll tell you what it is next.
We've got that's the movie phone guy. That's the movie phone
Don't
guy
worry from our sponsors.
We got more stories coming from the wild from Jake the Snake and Eric Feldstein here, and we've got we're gonna hear more about the eight beers that you don't want to drink, and then Jenny Gomez is gonna enlighten us in Guatemala and where it is on
the best
maps.
Fruits available.
So insulting every week.
Purchasing.
I'm excited. We got a great show. Give us a call, Jim in Santa Fe Springs, Taryn. L.A.
anyone,
give us a call, 800-893-9562. Our guest tonight, comedian Warren Holstein from At The Fake CNN. He's like the main writer, the main guy for At The Fake CNN. He's also a very funny stand-up comedian based in New York. He'll be joining us in just a little while, so stay tuned for that. We'll be right back here on Sarcastic News Live. Here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross with Eric Feldstein. Feldstein.
Yeah.
Feldstein. He is a very popular guy on the internet dating scene, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm on Plenty of Fish, Tinder. I gave J-Date a try.
Wow.
I tried Match, tried OkCupid.
Wow, you're really diversifying your portfolio.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a numbers game.
Are you Are you trying to look? Are you looking for love? What are you looking for? I mean, we do have a very popular internet radio show. We can pimp you out on here.
Yeah, you know, honestly, at this point, I am looking for love. I'm lonely.
Yeah.
And I saw a gray hair the other day.
Ooh.
In the mirror.
Up top.
It shook me.
Down below.
It was up top. It was up top. I plucked it, you know, right away. Just can't be having that. No. Have any ideas,
you know,
for the other hairs?
More come out if you pluck one, right?
Wow.
Guys, I gotta go.
Oh. Oh, man.
Jenny, I love you.
Well, it's what you get for taking shots at Guatemala.
It's true. That's but yeah, happens. So if anyone's out there listening.
Wow, yeah. No, nobody's out there listening. but if they are, no, they should definitely. You're a great man. I mean, I don't know why anybody would want to.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Joining us, though, via the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line, this guy is he's a frequent caller of the show, frequent fan. He's been in. He was here on our original show. He's our college correspondent. He's our residential Sarcastic News Live college correspondent. I'm talking about Matt Sugar Mills. Matt Sugar Mills,
Sugar!
Thanks for joining us.
Hey.
Coming off I should mention, you're coming off of your Boston Marathon finish.
Yes,
is that right?
Congratulations.
Mazel
tov.
Right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a cool day. It was a fun experience.
Yeah, I remember when you, I was watching this on a live stream, and you got to mile 16, and I heard this.
Is that screams of pain or?
yeah.
That was when you relieved yourself.
This was Matt Sugar Mills at mile 21.
No! Yeah. Wow. How'd you get the live audio?
Jenny hooked that up.
Matt, can you take us through just the last like maybe 2 or 3 miles, just how you were feeling mentally and physically? I'm curious.
Oh, pain, and more pain. I just wanted it to stop. I think it was a death march for the last few miles. You know what? It was. Yeah, yeah. Just play that for I don't know, be about 45 minutes. That was my experience the last 3 miles. It was cool though. You know what? It's Justin, I know you've been there before. It's you know, it's almost it's literally deafening for the last couple of miles. The amount of people that were out there in support of the city and in support of Boston. It was kind of like a big FU to the, you know, the dicks that, you know, bombed the finish line last year. So
dick. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's I took over the soundboard.
I'm loving the soundboard.
No, this is great,
right?
Especially for Matt Sugar Mills' phone call. This is awesome.
Use the term dick, so I had to.
Yeah.
Spreckens the dick.
So I had to cue that one up there. Well, congratulations, Sugar, and we're glad that you made it back. You're back in L.A. now, right?
I am.
You're back.
I was hoping to make it in studio today, but, you know.
You're too sore.
Your quadriceps are just torn to bits.
I couldn't. 8 floors of stairs on Skid Row Studios. That just wasn't going to come.
Make sure you drink a Gatorade.
You know, they do have 2 elevators as well.
They do?
They only work half the time, but.
Okay, I hear you.
So, Sugar, you're back in L.A. now. I know you're our local college correspondent. Now, tell us a little bit. Actually, before we get into what's happening in your neighborhood, which is the title segment of this part, we have our sound music. Cue it up, Jenny. It's casual.
You know what goes great with that music? A smooth, big, bold Angelina IPA.
See that?
I just finished mine, and that's a problem.
Courtesy of Angel City Brewery.
I don't know about you guys. You're making me thirsty.
Yeah.
Right now for some Angel City cold brew.
Oh, man. What's happening on the college scene, Sugar?
Well, you know, we got a few things going on, you know, from all over the country. A big theme happens to be, I think, Coachella. You know, it's a popular destination for college students. It seems to have gotten some rave reviews. And you know, for those of you not familiar there at home, Coachella is a huge music festival out here in Southern California. Happens every April,
Chilla,
over a couple weekends. So yeah,
Chevy.
Chell.
You're in a chell. Chell. You go the first week or second week? Second week's all about the music.
Church is,
yeah, Lord.
Well, yeah, I know. Going along with that, what we have here from...
I'm just a bitter man who sits in my apartment all day, so...
From the Humboldt State University Lumberjack. That is the name of their paper there. what we have here is the title of the article is Music Prevailed at Coachella 2014.
Really?
Surprising for a music festival.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So apparently they were in surprise. Apparently there was a couple of other things, you know, I guess in the other running was drugs.
Rampant drug use.
Well, if we step back for a second, I would just want, the Humboldt newspaper, is that made out of hemp? Like, what's the exact fiber?
Yeah, they weave it out of hemp on a hemp loom.
You can smoke it.
I was going to say, can you just like roll it up, or like how does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so
I mean, with hard hitting news like music prevailing in 2014.
That's huge. Was that a front page article right there?
It was. On the front page. Yeah.
Well, how did they get somebody down to Coachella? I feel like Humboldt. Like, what do they just like sending out like hitchhike?
They left in, they left in February.
So Sugar, you got anything else in the college scene?
We got one more from Wayne State College, Nebraska.
Snake knows about that area.
Front page. Charges pending against dog owner. Mm. Wayne police shot aggressive dog loose in the neighborhood. So talking about a dog being shot by police officers after the dog had apparently bit a local woman.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
So did the dog die?
It did indeed, unfortunately.
Wow. For bite.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing the show up. That's incredibly sad.
On a different note, my dog is not in studio tonight, and she was in Wayne State. So wait, that's terrible. That's.
Oh well, I thought it actually for front page news. I was a little more on the humorous side, but I guess that's because my.
Well, you're a twisted man. You're a twisted individual.
It is not necessarily front page news, but I guess maybe at Wayne State.
Not much is going on.
Yeah, not much.
You know what? These are the hard-hitting stories that are going on in Nebraska, I guess.
Damn. Well, we got a residential Breton, Nebraska expert, Jake the Snake Craney, who went to school at where'd you go, Creighton?
I spent 2 years at Creighton. I actually thought Wayne State was in Ohio. I didn't even know that was in Nebraska.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if, you got to, I was going to make some bad joke about it. You have to be named Wayne to go there, but, you know.
Mm.
Wayne's World. Stupid show.
That would have missed, so I'm glad you didn't do that.
No, I'll leave it on this.
That's what I sound like after I eat Taco Bell. Reckons he
dick. That's all I got, Sugar. Well, hey, congratulations again on your Boston Marathon.
Ice those quads, buddy.
Eat a banana.
I think we're just throwing out random things like ice those quads, eat a
rub
banana.
Some Ben Gay on it.
We have no idea what we're talking about. Sugar, thanks a lot for joining us and have a great night, my man. We want to see you in studio.
Take care.
Yeah, I'll be there soon.
Matt Sugar Mills calling in via the Jack in the Box Hot Mess phone line, giving us some hard hitting news out of Humboldt State and Wayne. Was it Wayne State? That's great. Let's see. What else is happening in the neighborhood? Jake the Snake Craney.
I actually found this story nestled in between the CNN.com top headlines of Maine couple attacked by moose and this cub's cuteness is unbearable. CNN headlines. And this story is actually
gold, Jerry.
This is out of our old neighborhood of Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
Where Jaguars linebacker, and for those listening on the West Coast, the Jaguars are a professional football team. Jaguars linebacker Russell Allen has retired after having a stroke in a game last year.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Crazy part, he kept playing in the game that he had a stroke in. So, salute the competitiveness of this guy, but for the love of God, how do we let a guy that has a stroke just throw him back?
As long as it's not a concussion, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
As long as he wasn't concussed.
I've got a question for the crack squad here tonight on this topic. If you were suddenly given the power to address the NFL head safety issue, the concussions and all that brain damage and all those serious things, how would you address the problem?
Sorry, that's a concussion.
How would you address the problem, if at all? My contention has always been to just completely remove the helmets altogether.
Oh.
That's my contention.
Yeah.
But what do you guys think?
I think, I mean, my personal opinion, well, first of all, I think this would get a team out in L.A. because the Skullets in the, the Skid Row Studios in the heart of L.A.'s Skullet District over here, I think Skullets would really be, Skullets would make a move, a craze would sweep the nation if there are no helmets because all the football players would want to do Skullets.
That's brilliant.
Hulk Hogan style.
Brilliant. Yeah.
The answer is yes. I'm all for no helmets in football.
There you go.
And I think that Russell Allen, while commendable, I just want to know, I mean, how many tackles did he have that game? You know, like, was it, yeah, okay, you were there.
You missed that weak side blitz because of that stroke, young man.
Yeah. I mean, sure, you were running the wrong way on the field because of what just happened, but... I don't know. What do you think, Eric?
What's football? No, I'm just kidding.
There you go.
My first response has to be...
He's single, ladies. He's single.
Yeah, I'm single. Remember the Titans.
Okay. Fair enough.
No, I'm just kidding. I think the helmet should be actually a giant foam type thing. So, like, everyone has...
Just like a real...
Yeah, and you cut out, like, eye holes, you know, so they can see, and maybe, like, a tube for breathing.
Put them in a bubble, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Put them in a bubble. You might as well.
Dude, football in general is I don't think it's going to be going... It's not going anywhere. And like, you can only control it so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can only control it so much. And the thing is, we love it
mm-hmm.
as Americans. Maybe not Eric, but we love it as Americans, right? Because it's like, it's I don't know, for whatever reason, it's a popular sport, right?
Oh, if I see someone have a stroke on the field, I stand up and cheer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just thrilled. Mm-hmm.
Well, you'll cheer him off the field, but I mean, at the same time, you know, if he's on your fantasy team, I mean, it's a good thing he played linebacker. That's all I'm saying. Like, if he played wide out,
anybody's numbers.
Right, exactly. I mean, if that was, who's the wide receiver for the Bengals?
A.J. Green.
If that was A.J. Green.
You would have been pissed off.
Play on. You're not retiring.
Just a damn stroke. Do you have a crying baby to end this? I really, I'm really missing.
I'm looking through miscellaneous craving. Sound effects. I'll try to find some crying baby
all right.
for you.
Give what it else? To me later. Just throw it in randomly.
Okay. I think Jenny's on that one. That's her role. Any stories that you have? There we go.
There's the baby that no one loved.
Oh, man.
Well, guys.
The title of tonight's show is called Cheap Tricks.
Oh. It gets me every time.
So the word on the street is brain implants could give people perfect memories and night vision. So the article goes in to talk about how, you know, scientists are basically making moves with these chips that they're putting in people's brains.
Yeah.
They've restored hearing. They can control tremors. They've restored vision. And then they're talking about what the brain implants could do in the future.
I think this is just a new Johnny Depp movie.
Yeah, pretty much. The thing that caught my attention was Matrix-like automatic learning, where they said that improvements could recreate the Matrix. Basically, what they're saying is it might be possible to use neurocompilers to input the results of a year of training into the brain Ooh. All at once. So,
wow.
That's awesome.
In good fashion, my question to all of you guys, and maybe out for all you listeners out there who want to chime in on this, is if you could learn one skill in an hour through this chip, what would it be?
Wow.
Yes, and it's got to be a funny answer.
I might need
no
a
pressure
minute on that
so
answer.
If you could have one hour to learn a skill, to have like some...
Well, if there's one skill that you would want to learn, and maybe it would take you a long time unless you had this chip and you could learn it in an hour, what would that skill be?
I would learn the skill of brew making so I could brew up some delicious angels.
Oh,
Angelino
IPA. That is perfect.
Good.
That is perfect.
6.1%. It's big and bold.
It's
guys.
Big and bold.
Very big and bold.
It's not, you know, it's not messing around.
6.1. That's not bad.
I don't mean to take the conversation in this direction, but I would probably try. I don't think any man has ever achieved this. The 1 hour female orgasm. I think that would be something.
That's fair.
You know what I would do? I would try 1 hour. I would try to do something that hasn't been done. I would maybe try to negotiate some peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I would give like 1 hour, just 1 hour, just
oh,
to like,
man.
Just like, I would need to be accompanied by Putin and Biden, Shirts off for both.
Mm-hmm. Naturally, standard.
I would probably have to. I would have to have some like hummus and some falafel. You know, like I would have to have some kind of like neutral offerings, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know though. I would probably try to do something like that.
What about you?
Well, I was gonna say basket weaving. You know, because that's not something I've never done.
Shut up.
Seriously.
You know what that made me say? You know what that.
Good Lord, what was that?
I hope you have diabetes.
That's what I think.
Oh, we're going off the rails right now.
I think I want to learn how to play the piano. I'm a big music guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like
You couldn't figure out the piano in an hour, though.
Well, that's what he's saying.
I don't think you understood the question that I posed.
I wasn't paying attention.
It's okay. I understand.
Put a chip in your brain and you could learn something in an hour.
Yeah,
like
any
master
skill.
You could learn Japanese if you wanted to.
That really opens it up right there.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with this.
That really opens it up.
It helps when you pay attention.
Yeah, you can keep your peace treating bullshit.
I'm trying. We got a caller cut. We got Warren Holstein calling.
I know.
The phone
lines
are flooded.
It's rush hour right now.
It's rush hour.
Guys, come on now. I told you this was going to be a loose show, all right? And all of our listeners out there, thousands.
At least.
Millions, probably.
Just hanging on every word right now.
Yeah. If you could learn a skill in an hour, what would it be?
Give us a call.
800-893-9562. It's not 1-800-DENTIST. 800-893-9562. Give us a call. Jenny, if you could learn a skill in an hour, what would it be?
Yeah.
It's okay. You're bringing more into the table than I was.
I would say I would want to learn how to fly a plane.
Okay.
Ah.
That works. That works.
It's an actual thoughtful answer. I appreciate that answer.
Yeah, that's like, it wasn't funny, but you know, it was.
Flight is cool.
Wow. I need improv classes right here. I got nothing right now. All right. Well, I think we've milked the hell out of that topic. Any more? Anything else? No.
Okay. I mean,
that's okay. All that happened this week. We covered it all.
Nothing else matters. I mean, did you hear what I said?
No. We've got comedian Warren Holstein coming up from the fake CNN. He's a very good, funny guy. He was out in L.A. a little while ago. Now he's in New York. He's going to be at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio from May 7th to the 11th. You can check him out on warrenholstein.com and rebeljew.com as well. That's right, Eric. He's going to be with us in just a few minutes. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back here on Sarcastic News Live. We're back. We're back on Sarcastic News Live. They're figuring out how to log in on Twitter to post. I put something out there.
Pressing buttons.
Yeah, don't worry about that. My name is Justin Cross. This is Sarcastic News Live. I'm with Eric Feldstein, Jake the Snake Cranny, and we're very excited for our next guest. This man is a comedian based in New York. He was out in L.A. for a while. He's also the main writer, the main guy at the fake CNN, which has 125,000 followers on Twitter. Joining us, very funny, Warren Holstein is with us. Warren, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Glad you're on the show. And I know there's a lot going on in the news recently. I know that first of all, I want to know, what's the difference between the fake CNN and the real CNN? Like, is there much of a difference these days, or is it about the same?
I like to think the fake CNN is a little funnier. Regular CNN is a little more sad.
Yeah. Well, is it a little more true in certain ways, do you find?
Sometimes I think that we get it right a little bit more.
Well, what's funny, the real CNN, if you go to CNN.com, they have this section called Read This, Watch That. And it's literally just like this melange of like literally, I'm on it right now. It says Jodie Foster marries. There's a shark video. Like, it's like YouTube's finest, basically. Like, does that?
I think they're just, I mean, it's like this desperate age of them trying to find some type of ratings, you know? They haven't really found their foothold, and that they don't really have a point of view, and that's kind of what sells now, even though it might not be great news, it's a point of view. So they're just constantly scrambling for ratings, and even if that means, a couple of blips in the ocean to like freak out for another 5 hours that it might be the plane, you know?
And do you guys, for, you know, when you're writing for the fake scene on Twitter, which is really popular, do you all kind of key in on what CNN is actually putting out there, or is it more just kind of just sarcasm or just funny kind of one-liners?
I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I don't really, I write the majority of it right now. I've written it through two different owners of it, and occasionally some other people drop in, but I just see what the headlines are, what's in the news, if there's something going on, if it's a holiday or something like that, and whatever strikes me. I mean, sometimes I'll just write it when I'm walking to the store or I'm at the gym. You know, it's just whatever kind of hits me. I found a way of writing for it. What? And it's, you know, I try to go a different way than some other stories go, but it's kind of what I find funny.
What made you want to start the Twitter handle? Like, how did that come about?
I didn't start it. It was there was a guy named Jay Such on the original. He's on Twitter too, the original fake CNN, and he had it going for a while. And he used to he would have a bunch of people would ghostwrite it. I was one of the ghostwriters.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of them kind of fell off, and I just got used to writing for it. And that's just I write a lot every day, so when I think of stories that are good for the fake CNN, I just put it up there. It's just kind of something I do. It's almost like compulsive at this point.
Oh, wow.
Is that something that when you're, like you said, you're going to the gym, I mean, it's just stuff that hits you all the time, or is there, like, I'm noticing right now, I mean, what do you make of, like, Georgia, right? Now they have this, like, it's almost like you have to carry a gun in Georgia. What kind of material do you go for?
It's going to make confession a lot more interesting. I think there'll be a lot less abuse among priests. Mm-hmm. If you could carry a gun in a schoolyard and a confessional booth, you don't want to mess with those kids.
Do you find yourself, do people comment that it's like left-leaning or right-leaning or either? Like, do you get some of that feedback?
People get angry no matter what. I try to just go where the punchline is. I mean, you know, I think it's beyond gun control in Georgia. But I've gotten criticism, you know, at replies from people that are left wing and people that are right wing. I mean, I try to just find another way to go with the joke. It's really what I find is funny. I try to speak to the truth, you know, the truth of what's going on when I write a joke. You know, or just go the other way. It'll be just blatant truth, or just going the other way, kind of like thumbing your nose in the face of where it's expected to go. But people get angry sometimes. But that's the beautiful part about writing for something like that, is no one knows it's me.
Just constant.
It's just this entity called the fake CNN, and then you're railing against a fake news organization. It's not even real.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like.
Some of these are great. I'm just reading through some of them right now. This was from the other day on April 20th. Mel Gibson thanks Jews for making it all possible. Jesus Bunny lays chocolate eggs. Millions take heavenly communion. You've got a lot of just like the Boston breaks world record for screaming how you like them apples at a marathon. this is great. I mean, and it's just something that you like when it hits you, huh? Do you seek out?
Yeah,
material,
I mean, to be honest with you, it really takes off, especially when it really takes off is when there's something hot going on in the news. Like Today was kind of a dead news day. Like, you know, like Georgia's, like people kind of know about it, but it didn't really peak yet. But when something's going on, like Easter was going on and the Boston, marathon is going on, when something really big breaks in the news, that's when it's kind of exciting because everyone's on Twitter. And that's when some of those could blow up to, you know, anywhere from 100 to, you know, we've had them go up to over 1,000 if something major is happening.
What's the biggest, what's like one of the biggest news stories that you guys were working on or that you're writing about on the Twitter feed that really blew up, if you can remember?
I'm trying to think of something recently. I mean, you know, Easter was a little bit of blow up, but I'm trying to think. I don't even think anything that giant has happened lately. Just any major news event. It's usually like when it's like a major news event or something breaks, you know. I think even during the initial Boston thing, there was something about check-ins or something like that went up to 1,000, or it could be during the Oscars or during any public event. People are online, and a very simple joke or a very simple statement that cuts clear through. It's just kind of incredible. It'll blow up, and it's fun for me to write for because. You know, I have a modest amount of followers. I have about, you know, a little over 8,000 followers, 8,400 or something. But I mean, something that big, it's like when it connects, it's electric. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And that's why I like writing for it. It's fun. I mean, I look at it as writing for, like a network, you know, a lot of times. I mean, sometimes you can't get too, you know, I like to think that I keep it smart, but sometimes you got to, you generalize a little. It's a little more generalized. The generalized things will connect a little bit more. And, you know, I've written some stuff for, I freelance some stuff for TV or whatever. And it's kind of a similar thing. And it's just kind of just practice. I mean, I usually go through the AP anyway when I write my own Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go through AOL, and they have connections to CNN, and they have connections to NBC, and they have connections to the Huffington Post. They have all the headlines there. I'll just go through that in the morning just as an exercise. Some of the stuff I use for my own Twitter account, some of the stuff I use for fake CNN, and some of the stuff, you know, ends up making it to stage. But it's just become kind of like a compulsive writing exercise I do.
Yeah.
And that's why even after the fake CNN transferred ownership to someone else, I just kind of just kept doing it. You know, and I do it compulsively enough that they, you know, a lot of times I'm the only one doing it now.
would you say you have more fun writing for the Twitter handles like your own and or at CNN or the fake CNN, or do you enjoy writing more for your stand-up?
It's merged. You know, a lot of times, being that I spend time with writing topically. By the end of the week, I'll have two or three different angles or ends or I'll have developed a point of view that I'll take it on stage. Some of the things that I talk about on stage or some of my bigger bits on stage have started with a tweet or two.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it just kind of gives me the direction to, you know, how I feel about something. Because, you know, especially with the fake CNN, if you watch it over a week, if there's a story going, there'll be like three or four jokes, you know, at least. On that story, and it'll be a certain point of view, and it'll carry on as it goes on. I try to keep it, I keep it fresh, but you could just keep once I hit a chord, I kind of keep hitting it.
Yeah.
We're talking to Warren Halstein. He's a comedian, stand-up comedian, a very funny guy who's also the main writer, the main guy for At the Fake CNN, which has 125,000 Twitter followers. Warren, you're also doing, it looks like you are also doing something you wanted to talk about a little bit. It's a web series called The Actress, is that right? And you do that with your wife?
Yeah, me and my wife, Ann Carr, we have a web series called The Actress, which you could see at theactressthesseries.com. And we're in our third season now, which we just raised about, we raised $7,000 to produce this season. And we've gotten pretty good write-ups. We have this season, we have, if you ever watched The Wire, we have this guy, the guy that played Maurice Levy on The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the guys that we got this season. We got Ashley Atkinson. We got Anthony Antamanek from 30 Rock. And that's a pretty popular following. We're just written up in the Huffington Post. IndieWire just wrote us up. Crushable wrote us up. And we're actually going to do our season finale next week.
Wow, that's great.
Cool. Mazel tov.
Congratulations. Hold on. Wait. Oh, no. What happened to our sound effects, Jenny? You're napping over there. I had a clapping sound for you, but it's not. Now I just have the clap. But
you guys could just clap.
We could.
Like, there we go.
I mean, we could, but.
It's not like a calculator.
It's
you know?
Better when the sound effects, all right? That's all we did for the first half of the tonight's show anyway. So you can check that out, The Actress, theseries.com. It's called www.theactressthesseries.com. Warren Halstein from At the Fake CNN. And you are also playing at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club in San Antonio, May 7th through the 11th. Is that right?
That's correct.
Do you like doing stand-up more than the writing sometimes? What's your favorite part of comedy?
I love all of it, you know, but stand-up kind of pays the bills, and the writing is intermittent. It's when I get hired. I mean, it's mostly freelance, you know.
Yeah.
So I have some side projects that I work on, and then I work on the web series with my wife, and that we're trying to pitch that now because it's had some really great response, and we have a pretty good following for that. But, stand-up is kind of how, you know, that's just what I've been doing for, like, you know, 12 years.
Yeah.
So oh, wow.
It's kind of what I know, and, I love doing that, you know.
That's, it's got to be, I mean, it's like the most simplistic, but also, I'd say, the hardest part of any comedy. Like, we do the radio show.
Yeah, I mean, it's the easiest part is that, I mean, the business can be kind of hard. I mean, you know, a lot of the people that you deal with, and then, you have, positive and negative relationships with clubs, depending on how they're feeling. But, just doing it is that I think is the easy part. It's almost like playing a guitar. In the beginning, it's kind of hard, but then after you learn how to play it, you just kind of know how to play it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You might not always have new songs, and you might get sick of playing certain songs. But I mean, that's where kind of writing for Twitter and writing topical stuff every day kind of keeps it fresh for me. So that even if I'm in a little bit of a rut, I could, things will come to me that will come out of my mouth because I'm writing every day. I'm writing every day topically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's, I feel like it does. It just like what you do there has to feed your stand up. So it seems like a kind of a good.
Even if it's just, even if it's just like casually mentioning it in between stuff to the audience or using it as a spring off place.
Yeah.
I know what's going on just because, I get up every morning. It's become like this thing where I'll just get up at 9 or 10, which is crazy for a comedian, but like, I'll always get up and then I'll just take a nap later.
Hey, don't forget Yahoo, man. There's some gems on that site.
Yahoo.
Oh, I do Yahoo.
All right, perfect. Warren Halstein, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Check him out. It's The Actress with his wife Ann Carr. You can check it out at The Actress Series, theactressthesseries.com, and also his own personal website, warrenhalstein.com or rebeljew.com. And of course, he writes for the very popular At the Fake CNN, and then also at Warren Halstein. You're everywhere.
Oh,
like,
people at over the place.
Yeah, man. People, I have a lot of web presence, man.
If you just hit W, if you just hit W in the URL, your name will pop up somehow. So, thanks so much for joining us, Warren.
Yeah, man.
Cool, man. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot. It's Warren Halstein. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for him for joining us here. And we've got just under 10 minutes left. I think we got time to take a very quick break, about a 30-second break. We'll come back and play the very popular, as we always do, we wrap it up with the snake game.
Sweeping the nation.
Sweeping the nation. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back here on Sarcastic News Live.
Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to be to the past though. A bloody Mary's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? Now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman had to be gentle. Was it a mecca double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever.
Wrapping up. We got one more segment left. Were you gonna leave?
No, it's for the hemorrhoid prevention. I'm
Oh, yeah. I have to go outside the studio for that one if you really need to let it air out.
Just got
to
take breaks, you know.
This is Sarcastic News Live. We were just talking to Warren Holstein, very funny guy from the fake CNN. I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Funny guy.
Solid.
Does a lot of comedy. He's everywhere. Very popular segment coming up here. Sweeping the Nation.
Hashtag sweeping the nation.
Hashtag sweeping the nation. I'm gonna tweet that right now. Actually, hashtag sweeping the nation. Hold on. Yeah, well, I'll write it in a second.
Yeah, do it.
Do we have a sound effect for this? Do we have an intro song for the snake game? This is the snake game we're about to play. There we go. We're talking, this is hashtag sweeping the nation. It's called the snake game. Very popular. It's going everywhere. It's going viral. Give it up to Jake the Snake Craney. Take it away, Snake.
Thank you, Justin. You guys know how this works by now. Quotes from the weekend news. I will say the quote, give you two options as to who said it.
Okay.
Correct answer. Gets a point. Who are we playing for tonight?
I'm playing for myself. Wow. I'm playing for pride. I'm playing for dignity, and I'm playing for some hashtag respect.
Okay. Eric Feldstein, who are you playing for tonight?
All right.
I'm playing for myself, too.
The Boys and Girls Club of Guatemala?
Yeah, actually, for Jenny. Jen, I. Boys and Girls Club of Guatemala.
All right.
Let's do it.
Quote number one. I tended bar for 16 years, and they were all jerks. Every other person you wanted to shoot.
Ooh, Jenny McCarthy.
Was that A comment from a bud tender at a 420 day celebration?
Mm.
Or B, a comment from Billy Bob Thornton on the set of the new show Fargo?
Fargo sounds more relevant than the Budweiser guy, or what was it called? The Bud?
The Bud Tender.
The Bud Tender? I'm going to go Billy Bob Thornton, who also probably is the bud tender.
He might be.
Yeah, really. Well, I was going to say, Billy Bob Thornton and what was the other thing that was a reference?
On the set of the new show Fargo?
Yeah, Fargo and Billy Bob Thornton, two of my favorite things.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Both incorrect.
Oh,
was
a
bud tender from a 420 day celebration earlier this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 0-0.
Okay.
Let's see how this game's going to go.
Moving right along.
All right.
Quote number two.
All right.
If you see it more than twice, people think you've been drinking.
The Sarcastic News Live radio show.
My penis.
Both very true answers.
Was that A or B? Was it A, president of the Loch Ness Monster fan club after a recent sighting?
Mm.
Or B, Charles Barkley on Kevin Durant's incredible four-point play against the Grizzlies.
Take it away, Feldstein.
Oh, man, these are tough. Kevin Durant's four-point play.
You're making me do algebra here?
Yeah, really.
All right, you're trying to make me read French?
They can score 4 points in basketball.
I think it's going to be, I think it's the basketball.
Both incorrect.
Yeah, wow.
Following me down this dark, abysmal hole, Justin.
That was the president of the Loch Ness Monster Fan Club. Yes, there is a president of the Loch Ness Monster Fan Club on the recent sighting by Apple Maps or Apple Satellite or whatever that was.
Wow.
All right. Scoreless. We got bagels on the board. We got bagels.
We got bagels in here?
I love bagels. Yeah.
Quote number three.
Food.
Quote number three. Somebody's going to get this one right.
All right.
Every neighborhood wants to have one.
Apparently not a dog that likes to bite lemons.
Wayne State. Was that A, Jack White on the resurgence of record stores, or B, McDonald's CEO Donald Thompson on the tiny new Mini Mac portable McDonald's?
Wow. I'm going to go Jack White in the record store.
Did somebody say McDonald's?
I think we have enough McDonald's. I don't think the portable. Enough.
They're little tiny like kiosk McDonald's.
I just pictured, you know what? I just pictured like one of those blood mobiles, but like instead of putting an IV or like a drizzle of
fish fillet,
yeah, exactly.
And our fries.
Or just a grease pan.
Well, I'm glad to announce we have a leader.
Yeah,
that was a quote from Jack White on the resurgence of record stores.
Everybody wants one.
Brick and mortar record stores. All right.
Especially hipsters.
Fork. Well, Feldstein, I have great news. This last quote is going to be called a two-point tweet.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Buddy.
Because I'm going to read a popular tweet from the week, and I'm going to give you four possible tweeters. I've assembled a great cast of answers for this. Guess it correct, you get 2 big points. Cross, you could either run away with this, or Feldstein, you could take it home here.
Nicki Minaj.
Run away.
Okay.
I'm playing for pride.
You're just playing for yourself.
I'm playing for Jenny. I'm like,
yes. I'm rooting against Justin Cross, as usual. Who tweeted the following this week? Always push yourself to be better than the day before.
Neither. Nobody in this room, that's for sure.
No, God, no. Was that A?
Shoot for C's.
Was that A, Boston Marathon winner Meb Keflezighi? B, Lindsay Lohan? C, Oprah Winfrey?
You were confounded with the Lindsay Lohan one, huh?
She's still alive.
I've arranged just a nice little cast.
She had a miscarriage.
C, Oprah Winfrey, or D, Justin Bieber? Always push yourself to be better than the day.
I gotta
before.
Go Boston Marathon. I'm a runner. I've done the marathon before. He was an American who won it, kind of. Keflezighi.
He's American.
He's American.
Don't be that guy.
I don't think he was born in America, but it's fine.
All right.
I think it was Meb Keflezighi.
Well, I'm no mathematician, but if I pick the same answer as Justin, I can't win.
That's correct.
I guess that gives me a free pass to go for gold. Oprah. Doing
right.
it for Oprah.
Right,
always push yourself to be better than the day before. That was a tweet from Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow.
Shoot.
You knew it?
Which,
you
well, Justin Bieber is just on her Twitter wall. Yeah, exactly.
Biebs, so, Biebs. He was pissed that Scissor Up got canceled. So how could you ever even think that would be it?
Oh, man. Wrapping up. Do you have the music one more time for the Snake
no pun
Games?
Intended. So, Justin, you won that. Congratulations to yourself.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the prize this week?
Playing for myself, baby.
Playing Pride. With yourself.
Boom. If you're watching on camera... Angel City Brewery, everybody. I started stripping down there, but all you got to do was the undershirt. So.
Is that why it got so hot in here all of a sudden?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You burn a hole through my shirt.
I have melanoma. I'm like wearing an undershirt. Like, I didn't want to blind you guys from the whiteness.
There.
It really is. By the way, Jake, you were gonna tell us about the beer. Who are the top? Give us 5 beers. We got an extra minute or two tonight.
All the beers you should not drink. All the cheap stuff. The Buds, Bud Light, Miller Light, Corona. All that stuff has a bunch of terrible stuff in it. The big one was Newcastle Brown Ale.
Really?
That one has
didn't see that
caramel
guy.
Coloring in it, which has ammonia in it, which is going to give you cancer. So
yeah.
Stay away from
Was Guinness
Newcastle.
On there too? I thought I saw Guinness on there.
Guinness was, and then there was an edit to that, and it says Guinness has contacted us, and they no longer use this ingredient. So drink Yay. A bunch of Guinness, and you'll be very healthy.
Brought to you by Guinness.
Where did you read this, by the way?
On the internets.
Okay.
The interwebs?
It was on one of the interwebs.
Was that on at the fake CNN?
It could have been.
Or the real CNN. Neither is very true. Wow. Well, on that note, drink some Angel City Brewing Company
organic
beer.
And Angel Delicious. City Angelino IPA. Big, bold, smooth.
Yeah.
Just what I needed.
Yeah. Guys, it's been fun tonight. Just three dudes hanging out with three dudes and a girl who doesn't like to talk, who doesn't like to speak up when she knows the right answer of Justin Bieber's Twitter feed, but that's okay.
I didn't want to make you guys look bad.
Well, she didn't want to give you the answer because you were playing for yourself.
Well, I was going to say, if you don't, the thing is that you, we're bad. So you don't have to make us look bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just bad.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Badass. My name is Justin Cross. I'm Jake the Snake Craney, Eric Feldstein. You guys have been listening to Sarcastic News Live. Check us out, sarcasticnewslive.com. We're also on Twitter at SNLive1. We got almost 8,000 Twitter followers. We're right there with Warren, you know.
Right.
How did I think he put it? Modestly popular is how he put it.
Yeah.
We're modestly popular. And check out these other Skid Row shows. I mean, we've got
Ginger Lynn. Vic the Brick.
A lot of other porn shows.
Uh-huh.
So we've got a lot of stuff on here.
So there's that.
There's that.
Yeah.
We're also on Facebook. So check us out. Go online. We've got new articles, new tweets going up every day. We're a lot of fun. We're great guys, and we're humble, too. For Jake the Snake Craney and Eric Feldstein, my name is Justin Cross. We're here next week. Who's our guest next week, Jake the Snake?
Los Angeles rock band Stone Feather will be on the show next week, live in studio.
And nice. They've been featured on groundsounds.com, right?
Yeah, they've been all over the place. They're great guys. They'll be good.
They're going to be big Stone Feather.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Feather. Will be our guest next week. We're very excited to have them in studio, musical guest. Again, for Eric, Jake, myself, Justin, and Jenny in the back, this is Sarcastic News Live. We'll be back next week. We love you all equally.
See, I've been here for 28 years, patent sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.